Hi, this is Radiotelex, a publication for the shortwave free radio enthusiast. Radiotelex offers a fortnightly issued info sheet that features all the latest events concerning shortwave free radio. Send one IRC today for a brand new copy to Radiotelex or RT, care of Dümterstrasse 6 in D-4100 Duisburg 12 West Germany. That is RT, care of Dümterstrasse 6, that is Dümterstrasse number 6 in D-4100 Duisburg 12 West Germany. The stations, Radiotelex and you.
Free Radio Roundup. Free Radio Roundup is a brand new free radio magazine available for free radio people by free radio people. The latest edition, number 4, contains 28 pages of all the latest shortwave and medium wave news. Read our articles on the Radio Force of the 60s, Radio Nova Leicester, Boyneside Television, Free Radio of the Past, and much, much more. Free Radio Roundup, by free radio people, for free radio people. Send 60 pence in the UK to Free Radio Roundup, PO Box 539, Blackpool, Lancashire in England. That's Free Radio Roundup, PO Box 539, Blackpool, Lancashire in England. Free Radio Roundup, the number one all-rounder.
Ian Scott.
The sound of Europe.
Radio Rainbow International.
And you're very welcome back to the program now. I mentioned there to you before the actual break there that we had something for you on AIDS. And actually, as you know, we do see a lot of the AIDS campaigns on the TV screens lately. And the campaigns are brought out on TV stations such as BBC in Britain, Channel 4 in Britain, and ITV. They feature the AIDS programs also on a regular basis, but they don't seem to be getting the message across, a lot of people think. So the Disco Mix Club in England have a very, very cleverly put together a disco mix with some very effective messages in a rap form. And the rap is done by an actual 83-year-old guy who is a genuine colonel in the army and who would like to remain anonymous, he says. So out there, I hope our listeners are actually ready for this. We would also like to point out that some of the lyrics in the rap, we hope they will not offend you in any way. So they are very effective. So Europe, I hope you're ready for this one right here on Radio Rainbow. For the first time, here it is. The Disco Mix Club present the DJ AIDS Disco Mix. Here we go.
Colonel Boogie Reppy here. I want a word in your ear. It's got to do with a lot of you, so listen out, here's what to do. We hear about AIDS every single day. It's you out there who can keep it at bay. So follow these steps and don't be dumb. AIDS is serious, it won't go far. So enjoy the mix and the night. These messages might just save your life. If lust you must, then don't be silly. Go buy a condom for your willy.
Oh, 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 my God.
Not so bad.
Go buy one.
Crazy. In the morning I can't work. In the night I can't sleep. Now my life is in the dark. Deep inside I'm tired. On my bed I hear a song playing on the radio. And now the radio is my mighty video.
you accept me as your friend. I'm not telling you how to behave, just trying to save you from an early grave. So if you sleep around on one night stand and you don't follow the Colonel Boogie plan, then I hope you know it's death for you. There's not a damn thing anyone can do. Take heed this warning right away and stay with one partner, straight or gay, because age is here and it's here to stay. It's saving more victims every day.
Life is so hard, needlessly. No fairy tales tell me I'm a history. A broken heart, if you say goodbye. I never knew you could live this way. Forget about what I've been through. If you should go,
this unusual mix, busy busy bee hopes that the message sticks. Here today, gone tomorrow, he or she may bring you sorrow. Being permitted may have been fun, but now it's much wiser to stick to one. We always say it can't happen to us, and it's just as easy to be hit by a bus. Indeed it can, and all certainly will, if we don't take care when we seek a thrill.
Well, there you go, that's the DJ AIDS rap from the Disco Mix Club in England. You heard, first off, Taffy, I Love My Radio, Pepsi and Shirley, Heartache, Drum Theatre, El Dorado, The Jets, Crushing You, and finally, Freeze and I Owe You.
Radio Rainbow International.
And this is Radio Rainbow International on shortwave around the world on the 6240 kilohertz and also on the 48 meter band, AM 1521 kilohertz, 197 meters medium wave, and also locally on FM 96.5. Well, let's get back to the singles review right here on Radio Rainbow. We're reviewing some great new singles, compliments of the Disco Mix Club in England. And we're up to a lady who calls herself Cammy Todrow, and she has a new single out called Chain of Fools. It will be available as of from March the 16th. It's available on the Virgin Record label. And if you're ordering in Great Britain or Ireland, the number there is VS952. That's Virgin Records VS952. And I'm sure all the European countries out there too already have heard this lady. Actually, the Virgin Record Company say they bring east to west with this Bulgarian-born Mata Hari. Not only does she look good, but she can really sing too. Take a listen to that brand new single from Cammy Todrow, and it goes something like this. It's called Chain of Fools on Radio Rainbow.
You know what? You think I'm your fool?
Radio Rainbow International with Ian Scott on the preview program, where we're previewing some great new singles. That's Cammy Tondro there. That's called Chain of Fools. Right now, here's the new single from Huey Lewis and the News. Nice one too. This is called Simple as This.
The end of the week, you collect your pay, yeah.
That's just where it ends. It's as simple as that.
You pay your bills the best that you can, but the rising cost of family.
This is Radio Rainbow International on shortwave around the world on 6240 kHz on the 48-meter band, on AM 1521 kHz on 197 meters medium wave, and also FM locally on 96.5. It's the singles preview program with Ian Scott on Rainbow. That's Huey Lewis from the News and Simple as That. Right now we're up to a very promising new band which call themselves Johnny Hates Jazz, and they have a new single out called Shattered Dreams, available on the Virgin record label. And this new singing of three guys who hail single from London is guaranteed to be a top 10 hit by the Virgin Dance Team. It's penned and produced by the group, and they also will be Shattered Dreams for them, because it's out on March the 9th, which was last Monday, and this single is going to be a big, big hit. I played it last night on the radio myself, so I really liked it a lot. Johnny Hates Jazz, Shattered Dreams. Definitely that song has to be tipped for the top. Johnny Hates Jazz, the name of the group from Virgin Records, and that is Shattered Dreams, right here on Radio Rainbow International, the singles preview program with Ian Scott. Now, let's talk about the next single on the line here on the singles preview program. It comes from Gladys Knight. Send It to Me on NCA Records. Well, that's Gladys Knight and the Pips there, or Gladys Knight, I should say, on her own, and that's Send It To Me. That's a new single available now on MCA Records. And actually, I don't think you need any info on Gladys Knight and the Pips or Gladys Knight herself, because she is a legend in her own lunchtime, and every release she releases is also a super, super hit. Now, if you want to send me any single releases over Europe or disco mixes that you might have handy there, put them on a tape and send them to me, Ian Scott, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, County Laois in Ireland. So once again, if you have any single releases, European single releases rather, or anything disco mix wise, you can drop it on a tape and send it to me to Ian Scott, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, County Laois in Ireland. Now, this next band are just magnificent. They are U2, and this is their new single, With or Without You, right here on Radio Rainbow.
Gallico, and I've just dropped into... Well, no, I haven't actually dropped in. I walked in on my own 2 feet, and they are my own, fully paid for, to tell you about the absolutely amazing selection of free radio merchandise available from Anorak's UK. Well, not exactly free. I mean, the radio is free, but the merchandise isn't. Anyway, they've got an unbelievable selection of goodies on offer. Well, not completely unbelievable. I mean, I believe it. Well, it's magazines, books, records, posters, photographs, car stickers and sun visors, perspiration shirts, t-shirts, coffee shirts, videos, aerials and tapes, including Bob's Brekkie Bits. Who? But seriously, folks, if you're into free radio, you really ought to send off today for their free catalog to NRX UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. You don't even have to send an SAE. Is there no end to their generosity? That's NRX UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. By the way, their weekly report newsletter is something else. Ah, purple-spotted grommet? No. A hand-knitted bicycle? No. I give up. What is it?
Turn on all hits music.
International. Ian Scott of Radio Rainbow International, the singles preview program. And by the way, if you want to write me incidentally, once again, the address is Ian Scott, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore Drogheda, County Louth in Ireland. And I would appreciate it if you could send me some news on the latest European music releases, such as records, LPs, and if necessary, even send me the single on tape or vinyl. And I would like to, if you can, send me some disco mixes at all possible to Ian Scott, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore Drogheda in Ireland. And all the stuff I receive, of course, I will naturally feature it here on the singles preview program right here on Radio Rainbow. Well, we haven't got much time left, just to let you about let you know about this new single that comes from a guy from Cool Me. His name is Cool Me D, believe it or not, and the new single is called Little John, and it's available on a Jive record label, and it's taken from the album Cool Me D, which is out now. And it's less of a traditional rap, it's more danceable than anything else, but nevertheless it tells a very good story. The whole album has received outstanding reviews, and incidentally, Cool Me D is actually a university graduate. So here he is with his new single called Little John on Rainbow.
Don't mean
That's the current single preview of the new single from Cool Me D. That's called Little John, right here on Radio Rainbow. Incidentally, that single is now available on the Jive record label. Here's the new single from Lilo Thomas, Sexy Girl.
Good day to you. Welcome along to the show. You're in tune with Radio Rainbow International on AM 1521 kHz, FM 97.8 MHz, and worldwide on shortwave 6240 kHz. It's Sunday, and that means it's time for the return of the Free Radio Show, and this is Free Radio Show number 45.
But International. Radio Caroline, still alive in the 1980s. The first lady of free radio, Radio Caroline. The Radio Caroline story and all other free radio merchandise, including weekly report, are available through Anorex UK, Post Office Box 539, Blackpool, FYI 4RE, England. Right now to Anorex UK for the best in free radio merchandise. Anorex UK, Post Office Box 539, Blackpool, England.
Yes, indeed, and our thanks to Heady Eddie for that. Getting us underway, by the way, we had Mental as Anything and Live It Up, and a great record from them indeed, getting us underway on our free radio show today. It's show number 35, and it's yours truly, Kieran Murray, with you for the next 55 minutes or so, bringing you the best in music and, of course, the best in free radio news and offshore radio news as well. We've been off the air for a while due to reorganization, and as you can see, we're back today with a bang on AM 1521 kilohertz. We're also on FM locally and on shortwave 6240 kilohertz with 500 watts of power, and a very good day indeed to all the listeners, no matter where you are. A reminder that if you want to write to us here, the address, it's as follows: Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's the free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, Ireland. And we'd be particularly interested in any new listeners we may have to our medium wave outlet of 1521 kilohertz and our FM outlet, okay? So if you're listening to us in either medium wave or FM, we would be very interested indeed in hearing from you. Plus, of course, our usual worldwide shortwave service. In we go now to our listeners' letters, and while we've been off the air now for about 5 weeks or so, the letters still kept coming in. It's absolutely incredible. We got three of the most interesting letters to read out for you on today's program. The first one comes from a gentleman by the name of Frank, I think it's Sutig, of 96 Riechenbach in Postergland in the DDR, the German Democratic Republic. Now, he says, a long while ago I sent you a reception report of one of your transmissions. I had also asked you to confirm the correctness of my report with your verification card. However, I have received no reply from your station. I think that maybe my letter was lost in the mail, or perhaps it was misplaced by you. Therefore, I'm sending you this letter, another copy of my first report, and I ask for a verification. Thank you very much, he says. The reception report is for the 12th of the 10th, 1986. The time, 10:58 to 11:07. The frequency, 6240. And he goes on to give the details of Radio Rainbow reception, and quite good details indeed on the reception report. Frank, you should have your reply in the post within the next 7 days, okay? We got down to that at last. Occasionally, by the way, one or two letters do go astray, but it doesn't happen all that often, I can tell you. Now, the next letter is a very nicely typed letter indeed. It's from Robert Ullesson, and Robert lives in Kristine Lundsgerg in Helsingborg in Sweden. S25230. So good morning or good afternoon to you, Robert. And he says, dear sirs, I had the pleasure of receiving your Radio Rainbow International operating on a frequency of 6240 on the 27th of January. And he gives details of our reception conditions. Signal strength fair. Of 30 meters in length. It gives us details of the program he heard, including the history of Radio Carousel, which I think everybody nearly heard there. And he says, I found your program most enjoyable and hope that I will be available to tune in to your programs regularly in the near future. Wishing you all the best, from Robert Olson. Thank you, Robert, for your letter. There again, a reply is in the post to you, and you should have it within the next 7 days. Finally, I want to say hello to our very first USA listener, this gentleman by the name of Greg Bears, and he lives at Waterstown, Connecticut, in the United States of America. Now, impossible as it may seem, Greg Behrs is the first gentleman from the United States to receive Radio Rainbow International on 6240 kilohertz, and he actually picked it up in the States. He sent us a tape recording of it, and we were able to verify it correctly. Anyway, he says here, many thanks for your letter, QSL and cassette, which I've just received here. I'm glad that you were able to verify my report, despite the fact that I screwed up some of the program details. He says, I suppose I was trying a bit too hard to get specific details like a song title, but I think you understand the difficulty I had in figuring anything out. Now, he says, you might want to investigate whether any European free radio station has ever received an overseas report for reception as late as you were in here. And that would be quite interesting. I think Westside Radio and possibly Radio Dublin would manage to get the United States on the 48-meter band. Anyway, he says, until recently, I would not have believed any European signal could reach the US on 48 meters after 1100 hours, regardless of the power involved. And he says, I've been DXing shortwave for over 10 years. Now, his letter continues. Incidentally, there is currently even less free radio activity here, and when he says here, he means Watertown, Connecticut in the United States, he says, than usual on shortwave. However, the 1615 to 1630 kilohertz medium wave range has been fairly active in the Northeast USA. Some of the stations in this range may be powerful enough to cross the Atlantic under good conditions. And he adds that the best times to check are in UTC, early mornings, usually after 0400 hours, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays, and holidays, and especially during snowstorms in the United States of America. Snowstorms in New York City area, for some reason. And he says, strangely enough, the most active day on a normal weekend is Monday, late Saturday night here. A good indicator of reception conditions should be transatlantic medium wave and 160-meter amateur reception. He says, well, again, many thanks. I'll be tuning around on 48 meters and we'll let you know if I hear you again. So once again, many thanks to our very first reception report from the United States, Greg Behrs of P.O. Box 345, Watertown, Connecticut, USA. And as I may have gathered there, that letter I was reading out to you there was actually a letter in reply to the reception report that I sent off to him a couple of weeks ago. So many thanks indeed going out to Greg for that. And that's it for the listeners' letters for today, or at least that's the three we're reading out on today's program. If you have a comment you'd like to make on Free Radio, or if you'd like to be included in our Free Radio show, or indeed if you want to send us a reception report for either our medium wave, our FM, or indeed our shortwave outlets, well, the address is as follows. Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's the Free Radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. Coming up, 5 minutes of jingles. Yes, folks, it's back again. On AM 1521 kilohertz, FM, and also on shortwave 6240 kilohertz, this is Radio Rainbow International. FM and shortwave. This is Radio Rainbow International. That's Taffy, and I love my radio.
Are you a radio enthusiast? Do you spend your spare time listening to the medium wave band? And do you put up with the most dreadful reception because you think it can't be any better? Well, no more. Anorak UK bring you the remarkable medium wave loop frame aerial, a technological breakthrough which has astounded listeners around the world. No more straining to hear what's going on. No more frustrating hours of static and interference. It really is astounding. This modern radio wonder is available exclusively through Anorak UK and costs a mere £20. So why put up with this? When you can have this.
Hey, jump on it. That is Kevin Johnson and the Bandwagon. Goes back to 1968. I'm sorry, I just don't remember.
Write for further details of the amazing medium wave loop frame aerial to the exclusive suppliers. Anorak UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anorak UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool in England. Now you can listen to the world. Perfectly.
Yesterday's music, tomorrow's radio.
Radio Rainbow International.
And it's the Free Radio Show. This is Free Radio Show, by the way, number 45. I think a little bit earlier on in the show I said 35, but I meant to say 45. Never mind, we've got 5 minutes of jingles coming your way on our program, and I'll bet you're glad we're back bringing you more and more free radio jingles. Well, on today's program, we have Free Radio Show listener Ronald McGill of Hasland, Chesterfield, Derby in England, to thank for our 5 minutes of jingles today. And also to thank Ronald for the radio feature, which we'll be featuring a little bit later on today's program. Our 5 minutes of jingles on today's show features a station called Free Radio Rotterdam. Now, I must admit I know absolutely nothing about it, but they have quite good jingles. Then we hear the main ID from a station called North Midlands Radio. And then there's a fantastic promo for Laser is Back. You have to hear this to believe it. Turn up your radio when you hear this one. Laser is Back promo, well worth listening out for, and a terrific promo indeed, featuring Bill Mitchell on voiceover there. And we'll be ending off then our 5 minutes of jingles with a number of jingles from a station called Impact Radio, and the DJ ID there is Jeff Stewart, and they're all more or less recordings of old offshore jingles, but put together very, very well, I thought. So let's listen now together, you and me and the music, and of course our 5 minutes of jingles on the Free Radio Show.
Radio Rainbow International.
Free Radio Rotterdam. Informatiestation Free Radio Rotterdam.
Power Hour. Free Radio Rotterdam. Power Hour. Free Radio Rotterdam.
Free Radio Rotterdam.
This is North Midlands Radio, broadcasting on 104.9 FM every Sunday. The mailing address is North Midlands Radio, 32 Victoria Road, Salisbury, Wiltshire. SP1 3NG.
Yes, well, I must admit, very, very impressed with the jingles there from Impact Radio, one of the many British free radio stations. I wonder, are their programs as good as the jingles? Anyway, many thanks to free radio show listener Ronald McGill of Hasland, Chesterfield, Derby in England for sending us those jingles. And on our Free Radio show, 5 minutes of jingles today, you heard jingles from Free Radio Rotterdam, North Midlands Radio, the Laser is Back promo. I told you it was good, wasn't it? Impact Radio, and hope you enjoyed that there. And a reminder indeed that we shall have more for you next week, same time, same place in your dial.
Broadcasting on 6240 kHz of the 48 meter European band. You're tuned to Radio Rainbow International, your number one music and information station.
And we're on AM, FM and shortwave today, AM 1521 kHz, FM locally, and of course our usual shortwave outlet on 6240 kHz. It's Free Radio show number 45, and we're going to feature now our radio feature. And once again, our radio feature is courtesy of Rainbow listener Ronald McGill of Haslan, Chesterfield, Derby. And the stations we're going to feature on today's show, London Free Radio Station, a short extract of a station called Santa Star, which was recorded on Christmas Day 1986, 91.8 megahertz FM, the station broadcast on, and the DJ there, Pete Simmons, and also Dave James. And then we end off our radio feature on today's show with a station called WJMK, and that's it, of course, a station in America, in Chicago, in actual fact. It's called Magic 104, recorded on the 14th of January 1987. It's Chicago's oldies station, and the DJ there is Stu Collins. Well worth listening to, and well worth enjoying. So together, let's listen now to our free radio show, radio feature.
Turn on all hits music.
Radio Rainbow International.
Oh, that sounds horrible. Oh, that's good. Faction fiction. Fiction. Someone else do this, I've had enough.
That was Faction Fiction. And before
Twelfth
that,
Night.
Yes, and Twelfth Night. And before that, we cracked the rig up. And now we're going to play something else.
Yes, this is Graham Kendrick. Honest. Standards around here are definitely dropping. I don't like the sound of this microphone at all, Steve Martin. Oh yes, now we're in the dark. Isn't that nice? I can see all the little green LEDs going up and down. But Uncle Steve?
Yes?
Come here.
Yes?
Can I hear myself off air? Because, what is this? Is it the headphones that are terribly, terribly bassy, or is the microphone terribly, terribly bassy?
Oh, it's all terribly, terribly bassy. Or you just get on.
What? I've got my fans to consider. That's Graham Kendrick, and God knows what's going on, preceded by news at 10. Oh, there's another microphone which isn't plugged into anything. Well, that's very useful. Pete Simmons on Santa Star on Christmas Day. Here we go. We've given up completely on the phone line now. What is this person doing? Oh, yes, we've got some more Graham Kendrick.
Bit of that.
Bit of that. Where is he?
Have we got
anything? I'll just turn up and take one.
Oh,
I should hear someone else.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you sound nice. Well,
it's a nice microphone.
Relatively. I mean, I don't mean you're nice personally.
I know.
My Debbie
nice,
obviously
really.
Thought so.
But, sorry. We will not mention anything about that, will we?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
So, anything after Mark James is wearing an amazingly high-cut shirt today.
Well, I just can't imagine why.
Yeah, no, okay. What's this? Oh, this is Renaissance.
Me.
Officer, the Blue Oyster Cult, and Don't Fear the Reaper. Pete Simmons has chickened out once again. But go on, he wants to say something still, though. No, I don't really think he wants to say anything at all. So it's back with Dave Jones for a little bit. And here's something from Don McLean and American Pie.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. This'll be the day that I die.
Right, we're going to have some Lou Reed now from the album Transformer, and this one's called Walk on the Wild Side.
Hiked away across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Yesterday's music, tomorrow's radio.
Rainbow International.
I don't want to see you again.
From the Prudential Building, Chicago's oldies station, WJMK.
Chicago's Magic 104.
It's a tough job, but anybody can do it. Good morning at 7 o'clock. I'm John Priester, Magic 104 News. Testimony continues in the Operation Greylord trial of Judge Raymond Sedini, and it's come to light that the judge would sometimes decide not to show up for an early court call the morning after he'd been out drinking half the night. The judge's former deputy said Sedini would have a court sergeant sit in as judge in his place while he, Sedini, spent the morning sleeping off a hangover. Southside Alderman Perry Hutchinson is calling for a 90-day break in the law banning new handgun registration for Chicago residents. Hutchinson opposes the restrictions, saying homeowners are living in fear of guns-toting gang members and criminals who can easily get the guns. The alderman plans to propose relaxing handgun controls for 90 days every 4 years so that homeowners can arm themselves as a last line of defense against the bad guys. Jane Byrne is in more trouble with the Hispanic community this morning. In her remarks at a news conference yesterday to declare her fight against drugs, Alderman Luis Gutierrez said Byrne insulted Hispanics by including Puerto Ricans on a list of aliens she says have migrated or immigrated to Chicago since the 1980 census. Byrne's campaign director is denying the statement. Joe Picor says Gutierrez is trying to hurt Byrne's chances among the pivotal Hispanic voting bloc. Mayor Washington, meanwhile, denied Byrne's claim that he laid off police officers since he's been in office. The mayor also criticized Byrne's drug war, saying his drug war has been successful. It is well known and making advances both in drug prevention and drug-related arrests. A battle is brewing in the 44th Ward, where incumbent alderman Bernard Hansen faces stiff competition from gay rights activist Dr. Ron Sable. He was strongly critical of Hansen's alignment with the Verdoniak bloc of city council and describes how he will be different and a far better alderman.
I support a strong ethics ordinance. Unlike Bernie Hansen and Ed Verdoliak, who sponsored a watered-down ethics ordinance which would allow many of the worst abuses to continue, I will support the strongest possible ethics bill.
Television evangelist Oral Roberts is about to have his program yanked off the air by several TV stations for begging viewers to send in donations so that God won't make him die by March. Roger Young is the TV program director and says he's going to be watching Roberts closely.
I
really don't think he'll use that approach again in his program when you're on our station, but I'll certainly be screening him for the next couple of weeks to see if he's in fact holding to what he said he would do.
Roberts is trying to raise money, rather, for a special project at his complex in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Can't remember offhand whether it's a school or medical facility of some sort.
It's a university and a medical school.
Yes, university and a medical school, that's it. This week's food scare comes from the Gerber Baby Food Company. They are the latest recipients of one of those anonymous letters from Gary, this one the 10th, claiming that jars of Gerber baby food and also cartons of Minute Maid orange juice have been poisoned. Minute Maid orange juice in 1 gallon cartons is being pulled from shelves of Eagle stores in the Chicago area. Gerber has asked that all 4.5 ounce jars of their baby food be pulled for examination. In sports, Chicago teams had the night off last night. Tonight it'll be the Blackhawks on the ice against Jersey, and tomorrow night the Bulls get back in action. Now let's check traffic. Here's Adrian.
And John, the South Shore train due downtown at 6:38 has struck a pedestrian in Gary. That train and others behind it will be delayed an hour or more. The Edens right now outbound at Dempster, an earlier crash. Inbound slows from Lake to Dempster, Cicero to the junction. 30 minutes Lake Cook to Montrose, 15 from Dempster on in. The Kennedy 30 O'Hare to downtown, 15 from Montrose, 10 minutes in the express. The Ike delayed Wolf to first, 40 minutes Route 53 to the post office, 25 from Mannheim. The Stevenson tied up Harlem to the Ryan, 40 minutes to Tri-State to Lakeshore Drive, 30 from Harlem. The Ryan is heavy into 71st and 31st to Roosevelt. 95th to downtown takes 30 minutes. Lakeshore Drive is moving with ease. The Tri-State slows at 83rd Ogden into Cermak. With Cellular One traffic, I'm Adrian St. James. Magic 104, Chicagoland weather after this.
Peter Allen, famous singer, songwriter, dancer, and entertainer extraordinaire, is coming to Chicago. Peter Allen will perform with the legendary Radio City Music Hall Rockettes at the Chicago Theater January 20th through 25th only. Peter Allen has written many popular favorites, such as award-winning Arthur's theme, I Honestly Love You, Don't Cry Out Loud, and the recent number one hit, I Go to Rio. See why Peter Allen has been called the greatest performer of our time when he pulls out all the stops as he sings and struts with incredible energy. His performance has dazzled audiences around the world. The Radio City Music Hall Rockettes bring back the days of glitter and glamour and will make you want to get up and dance. Don't miss this exciting entertainment event live on stage at the Chicago Theater January 20th through 25th only. Tickets at the box office, Ticketron, or call 853-3636. That's 853-3636 for Peter Allen. Peter Allen is welcomed by American Airlines. Something special in the air.
Magic 104 Chicagoland weather, partly sunny, a good day in store, the high 45. 37 on the lakefront and at O'Hare right now, 35 at Midway. The humidity falling back to 85%. I'm John Priester, Magic 104 News Time, 7:05. And speaking of something special in the air.
Well, yes.
No, I'm talking about us.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. Hey, you know, you mentioned Oral Roberts University in Tulsa. They have a lousy basketball team.
Yes.
You heard about the team?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, every time somebody takes a shot, the hole in the hoop heals up and they just can't score. Terrible problem they have over there.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move.
Magic 104, Dave Clark 5, Catch Us If You Can. Good morning, Sue Collins at 7:08.
Magic 104, The Ronettes, and Be My Baby. 7:10, it's 10 minutes after 7. From Chicago's oldies station, Magic 104. Nice day coming up. Mike Spiel has the forecast from OmniWeather. That's coming up next.
You've been cold long enough. Sure, you wanted your own maple fur coat. Rich and soft, warm, luxurious mink. Or coyote, lynx, beaver, or some other fabulous fur. A coat superbly crafted as only maple furriers of Oak Park can create. You wanted one, doesn't everyone? But you wanted it at an impossible price. So you waited and waited, and now comes the payoff. During Maple's January clearance sale, most furs are on sale for 50 to 60% off. Unheard of price reduction on most of Chicago's very finest and one of its largest collections. Imagine a maple fur coat for less than half price. It only happens once a year. Hurry in while the selection is the largest. If you've waited until now to make Maple your furrier, you can come in from the cold. Save 50 to 60% now at Maple Furrier, located exclusively on the Oak Park Mall. Maple Furriers is open Sunday.
7-Eleven at Magic 104. Time for the weather. Mike Spiel is here. And you talk about the big chill. I guess it's coming back in town, huh?
Exactly right, although I think the real brunt of the cold we felt out to the west of us from the Dakotas southward into the southern plain states. But nevertheless, we'll see temperatures turning colder for the upcoming period. A lot more representative of the season for sure. But another spring-like day for Chicago today. We'll look for partly cloudy, pleasantly warm conditions, about 45 for the high. Currently, it's 37 O'Hare, 35 Midway, downtown 37, southwest wind at 6. I'm meteorologist Mike Spiel for Magic 104.
If you would melt this snow like you're supposed to, we get out and play some golf, Mike.
It's just about gone. They're only calling for 1 inch on the ground at O'Hare this morning.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Well,
going quick, except in the shady areas.
Okay. Well, thank you for that insight. I appreciate it. Talk to you in about 25 minutes. Adrian St. James in traffic is coming up next on Magic 104.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over,
Magic 104, that's Paul Anka and Diana. Good morning, 7:19, 19 after 7.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown.
Turn on all hits music.
Rainbow International.
Something for everyone. That's our motto on the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International. Hope you've enjoyed our radio feature today featuring London free radio station Santa Star, recorded on Christmas Day 1986, 91.8 megahertz FM, and the DJs were Pete Simmons and also Dave James. And we also played you Magic 104 WJMK, recorded on the 14th of January 1987, recorded in Chicago, USA, Chicago's oldest station, and the DJ there, Stu Collins. Hope you enjoy that. Quick reminder, you're in tune with Radio Rainbow International on 1521 kilohertz AM, FM locally, and also on shortwave on 6240 kilohertz. It's Kieran Murray. It's the free radio show number 45, and we have our news desk after this.
The closer you get, the better you look, babe. You
turn on your smile, I feel my heart go wild. I'm like a child with a brand new toy, and I get the sweetest feeling, honey, the sweetest, baby, the sweetest, loving you. Touch me, baby. The deeper your touch, the more you thrill me. It's more than I can stand. Girl, when you hold my hand, I feel so grand that I could cry. And I get that. You hold me, baby. The stronger you hold, the more I need you. With every passing day, I love you more in every way. I'm in love to stay, and I wanna say, I get love.
I'm Bob Gallico, and I've just dropped into... Well, no, I haven't actually dropped in. I walked in on my own 2 feet, and they are my own, fully paid for, to tell you about the absolutely amazing selection of free radio merchandise available from Anorex UK. Well, not exactly free. I mean, the radio is free, but the merchandise isn't. Anyway, they've got an unbelievable selection of goodies on offer. Well, not completely unbelievable. I mean, I believe it. Well, it's magazines, books, records, posters, photographs, car stickers and sun visors, perspiration shirts, T-shirts, coffee shirts, videos, aerials and tapes, including Bob's Brecky Bits. Who? But seriously, folks, if you're into free radio, you really ought to send off today for their free catalog to Anorex UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. You don't even have to send an SAE. Is there no end to their generosity? That's Anorex UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. By the way, their weekly report newsletter is something else. Ah, purple-spotted grommet? No. Hand-knitted bicycle? No. I give up. What is it?
Radio Rainbow International.
And welcome back. You're in tune, as I said, with Radio Rainbow International, 6240 kilohertz in the 48 meter band shortwave. We're also broadcasting on the medium wave band on 1521 kilohertz to listeners in the northeast coast of Ireland and also on the west coast of Britain. So a very good day to all the listeners there. And also broadcasting locally on VHF FM band. Now it's time for our free radio show news desk. And before we bring you this week's news, quite a lot of news indeed to catch up, let me remind you that we are looking for news, free radio news, from you, the listeners, to Radio Rainbow International. And our mailing address, if you have pen and paper ready, you have, here is the address. It's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore. And Moneymore is spelled M-O-N-E-Y-M-O-R-E. Moneymore, Drogheda. Drogheda spelled D-R-O-G-H-E-D-A. Drogheda, County Louth, L-O-U-T-H, Louth, in Ireland. Looking forward to be receiving your reception reports, and also if you want to send us in some free radio news and some recordings for featuring on our program. 5 minutes of jingles are indeed for radio station features. Rare recordings we'd be interested in. And when you are sending us tape recordings, please would you state whether you wish to have the tapes returned to you or not. If you do want them returned, please enclose return postage. Okay, and the same goes, by the way, for reception reports as well. We must have return postage. Now, in we go to our free radio show news desk for this week. And the first bit of information we have here is regarding Boyneside Radio in Drogheda. And we can tell you that Boyneside Radio have installed a new transmitter on the main medium wave frequency of 1305 kilohertz. The work was carried out on Tuesday week last, and a standby transmitter was used for most of the day, which resulted in a somewhat weaker signal until 1700 hours. And whilst the work was being done, Ian Scott stood in on Heady Eddie's afternoon show. Now we're going to move cross-channel now, and I'm quoting this actually from the Anorak's weekly report, and two interesting items from it. First off, regarding land-based stations in Britain, and particularly in the Liverpool Merseyside area. Word from Radio Julie says, with regard to a recent raid which took place at 19:50 hours on Sunday the 15th of February 1987 by six officials from the DTI, including the infamous Gordon Yates, they confiscated the aerial transmitter, RF amplifier, stereo encoder, two radio cassette players, amplifier, two speakers, two record players, two tape decks, mixer, echo unit, graphic equalizer, microphone, and a large haul of records and tapes. They also tried to take the television, which was connected to the amplifier. Radio Julie used to have the DJs on tape, but since the station returned, all the lads have had to do their shows live. We hope to return soon, it says, within the next 4 weeks on low power on 104.8 FM and on medium wave 1344 kHz to 21 metres. So that's the situation there regarding Radio Julie. We wish them the very, very best of luck, and it's rather unfortunate to be operating under circumstances like that, but there you go, it's just the luck of the draw, isn't it? Now, some more news regarding shortwave. This time, it's some bad news, unfortunately. At approximately 11:20 on Tuesday week last, the station called Radio Orion was raided by seven members of the DTI in Britain, along with a police constable. The usual transmitting gear and cassette machine was taken, plus some items not involved in the broadcasts. The visitors were not particularly pleasant, we're told, and came fully armed with the appropriate warrants. The operators fully intend seeking legal advice in order to retrieve items unlawfully taken. The station had only just celebrated 1 year on the air, and although it broadcast 7 days per week, it was generally thought within the station that the weekend broadcasts were the only ones widely listened to. It says they hope to return, but only on Sunday mornings in future, and indeed we here at Radio Rainbow International wish them the very best of luck with that. That's the details there regarding Radio Orion, an English free radio station which were unfortunately raided there on Tuesday week last, and we send our condolences there. Now, as I'm sure all the listeners in Britain probably know by now, the British government published a consultative document called Radio Choices and Proposals for the future of sound broadcasting in Great Britain. The document offers a wide range of sweeping changes to the industry in Britain. Now Radio Newsletters editor and reporters attended the Home Office Secretary's press conference and spoke to the various interested parties, analysed the green paper and present their initial report on the publication. Now, the Green Paper proposals are as follows. The main points are three new national commercial radio services for Britain. No selling off of BBC Radios 1 and 2. Hundreds of new commercial community stations. An end of simulcasting of BBC and ILR services. No change to existing BBC services will be imposed by the government. BBC to decide its own policies. deregulation of programming and technical standards of ILR in Britain, and light touch regulation of all radio in future. And finally, public service broadcasting will remain in BBC responsibility. Those are the main points of the British government's consultative document on radio. If you want to get further details about that, or indeed if you want to read a full and comprehensive breakdown of what it actually means to you, the listener, well, you can get details by contacting Now Radio Newsletter. It's published every fortnight, and their address, by the way, if you want to write to them, is as follows. Now Radio Newsletter, Kettering, Northamptonshire, England. That's Now Radio, Kettering, Northamptonshire in England. Very simple address, and ask for a sample copy. And don't forget, of course, to mention that you heard it on Radio Rainbow International. Now, that's regarding the British White Paper. We're going to move now to another item which appeared in a publication. In fact, this appeared in the Evening Star newspaper in Britain on Wednesday, March 4th. And I'll just read the item to you now. It says, teething problems have been suffered by the new pop pirate radio station Radio Laser will be solved within the next few weeks, its bosses have predicted. Laser, broadcasting from a ship anchored off the Essex coast, has been plagued with technical problems since its relaunch at the end of last year. The problems have meant the station's transmission power has been drastically reduced, and this has meant lengthy spells off the air completely. The work should take about 3 weeks to complete, and then we should be back on full power again, said the spokesman for Radio Laser Hot Hits. However, DTI officials have made it clear that they are not happy about the new Laser's presence and have hinted that they will be prepared to take action against the pirates. Laser's return to the airwaves came a little over a year after a lengthy and expensive DTI blockade of the original station eventually led the communicator limping into port. But the ship was sold and refitted in the River Stour off Ireton at the end of last year and sailed out to Harwich Harbour to start broadcasting again. Have we time for one more item of news? We have. Right. A quick glance at the news situation free radio-wise in Ireland. We can tell you that the stations in Dublin are all giving away lots and lots of money in a massive effort to try and get listeners. A newsreader on Energy 103 has decided to make his departure of Energy 103 and has joined RTE Radio 2, the national station. Radio Carousel in Dundalk are back on the air on 1125 kilohertz medium wave, and that is a relay of the 1260 outlet, which is Radio Carousel Northern Ireland. Other news for you, we can tell you that Radio West in Mullingar, and good afternoon indeed to Sean Coyne, who may be listening to us this morning. Radio West have increased power on 702 kilohertz medium wave, quite a good signal indeed all over the country, and as they say, almost nationwide. In County Wicklow, we can tell you that WLCB, that's Wicklow Local Community Broadcasting, is back on the air again on 1602 kilohertz. They were off the air for a while, but are back on the air again. In County Sligo, we can tell you that there's a station called West Coast Radio, which was on the air and off the air for a while, but is now back on the air again, but they still have their offices at 5 High Street in Sligo. So that's the situation radio-wise. A quick glance at the shortwave situation. Not too much happening, I'm afraid. Apparently, the conditions have been very, very bad, and one of the main reasons why Rainbow left the air just before Christmas was the fact that the reception and conditions were so bad on shortwave. We're keeping our fingers crossed that conditions are good today. If they are, be sure and write and let us know. Our mailing address, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's our mailing address. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you. And don't forget, if you have any good quality cassette recordings of interest you might think to our listeners, either good quality offshore recordings or of your local free radio station, or indeed jingles which you'd like us to feature on our 5 minutes of jingles, send them along to us. And don't forget to enclose return postage if you wish to have the tape returned to you. Okay? Good. Right. Thank you. That's what it's called, Coming Around Again. It comes to you from Carly Simon. Sorry we had to chop that, but we have run out of time for Free Radio Show number 45 here on Radio Rainbow International. If you've been with us for the past hour or so, thank you for joining us. As I'm sure you would have gathered by now, we're on at a new time between midday and 1. That's between 12 and 1300 hours, and that's our new time from now on. Have yourselves a good week. I'll be back at you next week, same time, same place in your dial. Till then, from me, Kieran Murray, it's a very good day to you.